The first rule of writing is to have a clear purpose. If the author isn't sure of the reason for writing, the reader will be confused. If she writes another book, Ms. Muse needs to take this to heart. This is a rambling novel of Danae Phillips, a poor Roman Catholic girl from Omaha who grows up to be tall and beautiful. Eventually, she finds a job as teaching supervisor at Mount Edgecombe from 1955 to 58. She spends most of her time traveling. All the single men are in love with her, and all the women at the BOQ adore her. It's very hard to tell whether the author actually spent time on Mount Edgecombe and simply has a poor memory or visited there once and forgot to take notes. The BOQ is not brick. KIFW Radio might possibly have announced the arrival of a new teacher by name, but surely would never have mentioned her religion. And certainly no experienced BIA head in Juneau would ever have said, "Besides the Eskimo and Aleuts, there are several Indian tribes in Alaska. So many of them live in Ketchikan, Petersburg, and all other small villages you've probably never heard of." It doesn't get better. Danae is stuck for several days with 50 dirty children and a drunken BIA escort. They only have some moose meat, beans, and powdered milk for food, and the Salvation Army is running out of cots. This takes place in Anchorage, where apparently Danae and the escort stay in a nice hotel. There are thrilling adventures. This reviewer's favorite was the bear attack on Danae and party while they were stranded on an island after their boat blew up. The bear mauled one of the men, but the resourceful Danae had brought Band-Aids, so all was well. The book would have been a good romp, except for the blatant racism Danae the Beloved displays. Natives are promiscuous, immoral, and rather stupid. If the author actually spent several years at Mount Edgecombe, one can only pity the students. It's quite a relief at the end when the religious heroine is called home to Jesus, surely a savior with light brown hair and milk-white skin.